Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Anyway, I have to escort my engineers now, don't I?
No, I don't want to stay here. I don't want to explore. I want to get where we're going. Get the fuck out of here.
Before it cuts out, you hear roar, and he just screams your name.
And I'm looking at the zombies. Are these yours?
How can you look at me and not know?
This is all his fault. I knew he would end up doing this. I knew he would turn you against me.
He's gonna pull his pistol and point it at her.
You see a small container marked experimental nanites, and she is just fucking beady-eyed watching you guys walk in.
Shriekachu, I choose you!
Everybody, to another edition of Good Vibrations. What's up?
Hey, everyone.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, dog?
I'm gonna be a really husky scree today.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's I know you didn't mean for it to like sound that way, but again, I mentioned earlier, like, I kind of like a Kathleen Turner, like something about it. I don't know.
Husky, but
we won't.
Husky.
Yeah, we won't get too weird with it. Anyways, here we are.
You already got too
don't
weird with it.
Speak for me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's the community thing when Jack Black starts talking about Alison Brie's character? Is it Alison Brie? Yeah, Alison Brie. He's like, hey, what's her horse's fan in? He's like, hey, she's really young, and we try not to sexualize her like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I am so sorry. hey, guys, he sings. But anyways, so how's everybody feeling tonight? I'm excited. Are you excited?
Very excited.
I'm super excited because chances are I get to play like 15 characters tonight because...
And all of them trying to kill us.
Yeah, you guys.
You're going to be playing 15 corpses.
Well, by the end, maybe.
Because we're going to clean fucking house.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean...
Unless we have a secret green ninja man lurking around someplace.
No, you did, but did to that ogre back in the day. That's what I'm going to do to every single one of these bitches.
Gotcha. So who's going to be the Felgren in that? That's all pissed off because he got bitch slapped.
Probably
at the beginning
Lando
of the fight.
After he like fucks up like 85 rolls.
Yeah, Sadoon doesn't probably. Get hurt. Sadoon just doesn't hurt anyone. It's Oris that gets fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did.
What?
Oh,
he's the perfect tank.
And Adam very dirty just then.
Yeah. Oh.
Buddy.
Yeah, Lando fucks up. Oris gets fucked up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's a strong distinction.
Yeah, very much so. I feel like there's a Team America quote in here somewhere, but
and
I won't go deep into that. If you know, you
fuck
know.
Fuck shit up.
There it is. And then Ginger just yells fuck a lot.
Yeah, well, yes. And
hey,
so,
I
well, Ginger
this would be too.
Just mentally.
Yep.
Not physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Yeah, emotional damage.
Yep.
Oh.
Trauma.
Yeah, and Eddie is fucked up, but emotionally.
Emotional damage!
He's fucked up emotionally and cognitively.
I wish I could add that as a fucking thing every time Ginger does one of those fucking, like, just burners.
There's just a joke to be made about me.
Emotional damage!
Emotional damage!
How you do that so fast?
What?
Add it as a,
another server I'm in has it.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, so if anybody doesn't
oh, I
know,
had the volume
again,
okay.
we've...
There was a, okay.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Okay, apparently the volume's different for everybody, then it doesn't affect everybody, because that was very loud for me.
Yes.
So I'm going to turn mine down. So, if anybody doesn't know, fucking Discord added a soundboard. Eric immediately jumped on that shit, but...
that we agreed not but, to use Lando.
Yes, that we did agree. But hey, in his defense, I literally said I wish that existed and he had it queued up. So I won't get too upset, but he literally just played the emotional damage clip. And that's why I thought it was Eric. I was like, how did you do that so fast? Like that was magic. But anyways, this says all of this aside, you know what? Fuck it. I was going to go into like, how's everybody doing? What's new in your lives? But I don't care. Instead...
Let's have some Starfinder and mess up some gods.
Fuck yeah, let's get into Starfinder. So, let's do a recap. Recap suave. So, last time on Good Vibrations, you all powered through this place. You are in Galta Prison, and you guys, like, just beelined straight for the end, which was pretty awesome. You bamboozled your way to the end. I loved it. As you arrived, you found out that the precautions and prepping that you did before arriving was essentially paying dividends. You guys were ready to go. You hit half of your, the non-human half, or human-looking half of your party in a null space chamber, and the other half, assuming the role of newly assigned guards to Galta, you were able to move just, like, straight through the whole place, completely unabated, right to where we are now, which is essentially the boss. On a side note, though, romance blossomed as Ginger played an awkward guard for a fool with a well-placed flirtation, which, congratulations on that, you just made the Season 2's BBEG. So... from then, you come back to mech
it's
or more, something.
It's just as likely that Ginger is the BBEG of season 2.
Oh, it's way more likely that she would be.
I mean, you guys have been carting around like an aberration with unknown motives.
True. But in their defense, they had no idea that you were an aberration until now.
Yeah, to be fair.
It's like, you guys know you have a weird space starfish on your ship, right? Yeah, she's all right.
Was it Starmo?
Starro.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Starro. you did, however, pry some information from the guy. You learned that there was a special guest on Galta known as Silvana del Morgantri. Known to many of them as the witch, allegedly did some profane experiments, you know, and possibly had to do something or something to do with the destruction of another facility on Galta some years ago. A short while later, while looking for Sedona, you found this witch, but she was no stranger. Was she, Eddie? No stranger at all.
No.
This Silvana Tel Morgantri was also known as none other than Sylvia Fry, one Eddie's supposed late mother. But here she was, in the flesh, dissecting a furry gossclaw similar to your friend Talmran. Gotta love that. After a harsh exchange, she tells you that you have to leave. She can buy you 10 minutes, but you gotta get the fuck out of there. But not before Oris and his little crazy head thingy decided to steal something that was labeled experimental nanites, which, you know, that's fun.
Allegedly.
Allegedly steal. Yes. Allegedly. There you go. We're just going to keep using that tonight. So, you make your way to the cell or alien cell block, which is like the non-Islanti cell block I kept referring to. But really, it's the aliens. And as you walk in, you're clocked by a woman in a control room above you, as well as two Islanti guards. The room is full of the prisoners that Talmran specifically sent you to find, but you didn't see Sedona just yet. However, as soon as one of the guards went to question you, Eddie, I believe it was you who chucked the null space chamber to one of them, and they decided to open it up. And
yeah, said they'd find what they need to fix it inside.
That's what it was. Find what needed to fix because the that's right, because the cameras were down. And you checked that show and it says, here, this'll fix it. And out springs Scree, Sedoon, and Red. And that brings us right to now. And you know what? I'm going to need you all to roll initiative. And
our little three planar taglongs, you all get a surprise round.
Hey.
So, let's kick this fucking combat into music. Sorry, but
just...
Oh my god, if Aristo gets himself killed in here...
Look, just fucking high on Molly. This is the type of music this is.
Ginger over here whipping out the glow sticks.
Okay.
Well, GG is the glow stick.
So, yeah, you guys are in the room together. The warden, Eolastrilla, which you guys had heard the name of before, is over there kind of like, what the fuck? As all this kicks off all at once. So, before we even get into a combat round, I'm going to need Scree to go first for their surprise round.
You know what he's doing.
Just gonna chompy chompy.
Chompy chompy.
And tropic strike. Okay, awesome. Yeah, 22. Let me check this guy. I'm pretty sure I did. Oh shit. Yes, that hits. But it just hits. That's right. That's right. These guys are actually fucking tough. Let's go!
Iceman might actually be in trouble.
Thoroughly unimpressed.
10 acid bludgeoning.
10 acid bludgeoning.
10 acid bludgeoning.
10 acid bludgeoning.
Guess what? His ass still got bit.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, yeah. Scree went low and bit him on the buttocks, and
oh.
Red's probably going to go high.
Butt bite.
Butt bite.
This music goes so fucking hard.
I'm actually going to stop it. I'm actually going to stop it real fast. Sorry. And I got to refresh again because my whole thing keeps locking up and I don't know why. And it's like, that fucking song.
The music's going too hard. It's just fucking everything up.
So yeah, you did your damage. He takes... So 10 damage, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Does hurt quite a bit. Bam. So, takes a hit and keeps on ticking. So next up is... Sadoon?
Oh boy.
Sadoon!
And then Red for the surprise round, right?
Yep, and then Red for the surprise round, then back to the top with Scree first, then Sadoon again. Oh.
So if Scree has this guy right in front of us coming out of the hole, I'm gonna look around and I see Eolastrilla over by the corner.
Yes.
I'm going to jump jet over there using my part of my movement for trick attack.
Okay.
I'm going to use acrobatics because I'm going to fucking launch myself and like jump over her.
Okay. Don't fucking murder my fucking boss.
Do
like,
it.
Like right off the bat.
Do it.
Ah, no trick attack.
Damn it, Sadoon.
Oh, Sadoon.
Yup. You butthole.
Okay, so...
Oh, that's just a trick attack? Never mind.
Yeah, that's just a trick attack.
Yeah, who cares? Just you know, shoot her in the face. Or stab her in the face. Whatever you want.
Well, you see, I don't want her going anywhere.
Chop her legs off, then.
I'm going to use the garrote that I picked up and try to grab her.
I regret the conversation we had earlier, just so you know. Immediately. Immediately, yeah. Do I regret this conversation that
turn
we had.
Turn on my own slapper music.
Okay, go ahead.
But yeah, I'm going to try to grab her.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a... fucking shit. Yeah, give me a grapple.
It's KAC plus 8.
KAC plus 8, you are correct.
So, 23?
Nope, that's a miss.
Damn it. Fuck.
What up?
Sadoon, perfect. You did your attack. You sucked at it. You lose. Yep. Red. At least you have control over Red. Can you double click on his thing and pull him up?
Yeah.
And who wants Aristo? I mean, I can play Aristo if you want me to, but if you guys want to play Aristo, someone can take control if Ginger wants to be Aristo or anything like that.
Yeah, you know what? I'll be Aristo.
Aristo. Sounds good.
Crew. Aristo. I think I'm pretty sure I gave you guys all owners anyways.
I get a 16.
16 unfortunately does not do it.
Wait, you rolled an 8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fair enough.
And Scree seeing Red miss,
he's like,
son of a...
Essentially, you suck. No, you suck.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was going to leave it blank because it was basically them just swearing at each other.
Yep. No translation needed. We all know what was said. Or at least the gist of it. Okay, so that is Scree's Dune and Red's surprise round. Oh, wait a minute. Shit. What did you do again, Sadoon? You did 23?
Against KAC. I guess another thing to think about was nope. Would she be flat-footed or anything?
She was.
Like
that's
that?
What I was checking. I was double-checking because technically on a surprise round, if you don't have your turn, everybody who hasn't had a turn is flat-footed. So that's what I was double-checking, but no, you still didn't hit.
Fuck.
Yep. I mean, it's a 23. Like, come on. You think that was like a KZ plus 8? You think they got like a fucking 12 AC? But anyways, moving on. Scree, back to you. And I should probably start the combat now.
Huh?
Begin combat. That was a surprise round. This is the real round. Here we go. Scree.
Okay, real thing. Okay, here we go.
Okay, and I'm going to play that fucking music too, white boy.
What?
Right, play that funky music.
Yeah, play that funky, yeah.
Scree
funky music
says right. Something to Red that's probably very offensive. And then goes to bite the fellow between them.
Let's see. If you nail it, he might be impressed. Nope. He just goes...
And he flips the middle finger.
And by the way, as this is happening and you guys are doing this, you see at in the back, there was all these sitting goblins. And they were very complacent and just kind of like passive, sitting down, not sure what to do. And now that they see you two going at it and biting these guys, they are going fucking apeshit. They are just climbing up the walls and fucking like, some are doing backflips in their fucking little cages. And you also see that the other prisoners are starting to kind of like show a little interest as well. So that is that. Moving on to Sadoon, your turn again.
God damn it. Okay.
Come on, you can't miss twice in a row, right?
Now he can.
I won't do anything too fancy.
I mean, technically, they still haven't had their turn, so even if it isn't a surprise round.
Is this door open here?
Yes. Now it's closed. Now it's open. Now it's closed. Now it's open.
I'm gonna put myself in the doorway. I'm gonna flip over here. I'm going to attempt another trick attack.
Kidoki. So, now, if I'm not mistaken... Oh, wait a minute. I don't think they get... Same thing. If you haven't had a turn yet, I don't think you get an opportunity attack. So.
Well, I've got the one trick attack thing that lets me not provoke opportunity attacks.
Oh, sweet. Cool. Well, then go for it, buddy.
When I'm doing my trick attack on one creature.
Yeah.
So.
I'm pretty sure that is the rule. I mean, that's perfectly fine. But if I remember correctly, if like you haven't had your turn yet, you don't have an attack of opportunity yet. But either way, I'll have to look that up again.
God damn.
Oh, natty one, dude. Ooh.
Ooh.
And what was that? You needed that to be 20 plus the CR?
Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, let me double check it real fast. No. No, that didn't do it. I'm sorry.
Everything sucks.
You still got your attack. Go for it, buddy. I believe in you. This is the one that does it.
Everything is awful.
Nah, you guys kidding? You're already doing great. Look, took a chunk off that guy.
Do I grab her? Try to grab her again? Do I just smack her?
Well, first you ask for consent.
I think I've still got the garrote out. I'm going to try to grab her again.
Okay. Hey. I believe in you. Yeah.
Son of a
natty four for a 14.
All right, listen, Lando.
Statistically, this is impossible.
Listen, Lando, we need to talk.
So it wouldn't have mattered what I would have done. I would have whiffed regardless.
Yep. Oh, that's good stuff.
Why is Sadoon so cursed?
That's a very good question. You definitely are rocking some
Dreamer
energy.
Doesn't roll like this.
Nope. It's characters. I swear it's characters. Because, like, you know, I've never had as bad of luck
playing any character ever than I have as Rian. Rian is a fucking joke, and I cannot figure out why. And it's like the world wanted me to make him a comic relief character. Like, I had no intention. I made him as a cool character. Like, I wanted him to do badass
it's just,
stuff.
Well, it's the the two constants in the universe are Rian and Sidoun roll like shit, and Krellic mm-hmm. rolls rocks.
Yeah, or Adam just rolls rocks no matter what.
Just in general, yeah, because Auris never fucking misses either, so.
That's true, and also just fucking crits every other goddamn shot. So.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. I love it. Sweet. So that is that everything, Lando?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you notice.
The fucking disappointment in his voice slays me.
I know. It is sad. I mean, it's nobody's happy when this goes wrong like this. Even me. I'm not. I joke and I laugh, but there are tears of sadness or giggles of sadness. Anyways, so now that you have zipped over there, which by the way, you did surprise the shit out of her. You came flying at her and tried to grapple up her neck, and she ducked out of the first tack. Then you flipped over her and tried to fucking grapple her neck again, and she's like fucking ducking and weaving, just dodging this shit. By the way, she had every intention of walking into that room, and now she can't. So she puts her hand out, and you see a fucking scythe materialize in her hand.
Oh, God.
Dang, you finally get to use magic.
Actually, it's just a cult weapon.
Hold on. I was going to say, I may have something for it if it's magic.
Nope, no magic for you. but she is going to go ahead, and she is going to take a fucking swipe at you for being an a-hole and trying to choke her to death.
Ooh.
23 oh, hit.
Barely.
Just barely. It does. Ooh. It does hit. Max damage.
Jesus, I thought that said 95 for a second. I'm like, what
nice.
The fuck?
no, just 9 slashing.
The panic.
It's not too crazy. Sweet. Now, the bad stuff happens when it crits. But, so, yep, that is her turn. Which brings us back to Red. Red, what you doing?
9 was some pretty chunky damage.
Not as much as I'd have liked it to be, but that's okay.
It's literally
1d8 plus 1.
Yeah.
What did you want instead?
Like a 3d10 weapon. That'd have been great.
Oh, well, sucks for you, idiot.
Yeah. I am a worthless piece of shit. Anyways,
what's this trip property it has?
That's the crit. If it fucking gets you, you just fucking go to the ground.
Oh, uh-huh, okay. Yep. I was gonna say, is Sidoun now on the ground? I guess not.
No. I think it can also use the trip ability, which is a combat maneuver, but I'm not gonna do all that.
What's Red's ass doing?
Yep, Elise, what's Red doing?
He's probably feeling really cocky and wants to have another go.
I like it. Wow, we rolled 319 there. 7.
Come on, Red.
Nope, sorry, Red. He's like pointing at his spear, like as if it's not regulation. He's like,
it's a bit too floppy and he keeps missing.
Yeah, he's like wiggling it like. You know when you take a pencil and you kind of wiggle it so it looks like it's bendy? He's doing it with the spear with his hand. He's like, which brings us to Auris. Bring the thunder. Bring the pain.
I don't feel comfortable leaving Aristo by himself with this door right here. So I'm staying here. What's this right here in the middle of the circle?
Don't worry about it. It's supposed to be like, I don't know, they made it look like a door, but the way the whole fucking room is explained is it's open. Like, I don't understand, like, I didn't understand the map. Like, they're like, they did that, and they're like, yeah, you walk in, it comes down a ramp, and there's the big empty room, and you can see all the guys in it. And it's like, you made a bunch of doors, and no way in except somehow hop over a fucking counter and then go through a door in the middle. But, so ignore that.
And I definitely don't know what these little, like, barbed wire circly thingies on the fucking, like, at the front and end of the, of that ramp. But.
Overcharge, and I'm going to attack the guy Scree and Red are attacking, and hopefully they'll keep his attention.
Nice.
Oh, don't worry, they will.
19?
19 is a fucking miss. Oh, I'm sorry, bud. I am sorry. Wait, actually, that's fucking EAC. God damn it. That's a hit. God damn it.
We're talking about with your smug ass.
I looked down and
oh,
I was like,
and he rolls back.
Max damage? What the fuck?
Oh, just because you were sassy.
Yeah, go ahead. Add your fucking, at least it's only one extra D6 extra damage.
That's a bullshit. Damn, you only damage. Did 18 damage.
Yeah, only did 18 damage. I mean, he's only down to fucking less than half. Okay. Son of a bitch. next up.
Yeah, instant karma sucks, doesn't it?
Yep.
That's you immediately shot.
But.
You missed Altius. God damn it.
Yep. Son of a bitch. So, completely and utterly surrounded the Aslanti sees that his commanding officer is being hemmed up over there by the Kasata that magically appeared. So they are going to try to fight their way over to them by... You see him kind of drop a fist down, and you see it start to spark with electricity. It's like, Commander, we're coming!
What?
Yeah, and they are going
Raising
to...
Lads.
They are going to go ahead and try to strike out at Scree, since technically Scree's the only one that's actually hit. I know it rolled on that. Fucking,
I saw that, and I just went.
Okay.
10 misses, idiot.
Yeah, 10 does, Mitch.
It was close. It was very close.
No, it wasn't.
I'm just trying to make
it
feel.
It has begun.
Don't kill me.
Shut up.
Talk shit, okay. Get hit.
Y'all are a bunch of fucking assholes.
Yep.
Wait for it. Just You're wait for awful. It. We're being sassy and it's going to bite us in the behind.
Yep. So, yeah, so that's that. Moving on to Eddie. Eddie, so, what are you doing?
So are these computers?
Yes.
Is there like a chair or something?
actually, there doesn't seem to be a chair. They seem to be standing the entire time
I'm
in this
room.
Over.
And just start typing on the computer.
Okay.
He's gonna look at the dude. He's like, "You should probably leave." And he's gonna try to open the doors.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and give me a computer's check.
23.
So you are making headway, but you do not hack the computers on the first go. Feel like you almost got it, but did.
Well, you tell me, is there anything else I can do on this turn?
I don't think so. I don't think you get, because I think trying to use a skill is a full action, or is an action. So, I believe that's your turn.
I'm fine with that.
Actions in combat. Activate an item. Yeah, I guess that would probably fall under activate an item. Drop an item ready in action. Use a skill. Yeah, okay. So it says other actions does count as a standard action. So is to use a skill. And that was a skill. So, yep, that was your turn.
And
so,
we'd be like, don't stop me or I'll tell him to kill you first. Whether or not that's effective. Who knows, but he says it.
So as you do that and you start typing, he looks to you and immediately, like, reaches down and starts typing on the computer himself.
No, stop it. Slap his hand. Stop. It's like when you're playing, like, your brother in, like, a video game and you, like, slap the controller. No, stop.
Yep.
It's like that.
I love it. So as he clicks down, he types some stuff in, slaps a button. And then you see all of a sudden the lights start to emanate this like T teal-esque color, kind of like klaxons, like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you dickhead, was that an alarm? You asshole.
And you hear the computer say, teal protocol initiated.
Who uses teal?
Now, I am going to need everybody in the room to give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude save?
A fortitude fucking save.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay, Scree killed it with a natural 20. Ginger got a 14. Aristo got a 22. Zadoon got a 24. Oris got a 23.
I was looking to see if I had some. All right.
Gotcha. That's all good.
Fortitude. 20.
Your fork bone. Okay, everybody but Ginger.
No!
Passed. Ginger, you start to feel just... You feel these, like, vibrations kick in, and it's like this womp, 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 and you start to, like, feel sick. And you now have the sickened condition, which means you now take a negative 2 to, like, everything.
These are bad vibrations.
These are very bad vibrations.
These are bad vibrations.
I couldn't help it.
Look, guys, look, guys. It's the opposite of the show.
Yeah. Ba da ba da
ba. Wub, 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 wub.
Yep. Now it's Ginger's turn.
Okay,
though.
Well, yeah, since it is Ginger's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, our lad is Sidun. Took a bit of damage.
Yep.
But I'm gonna go here between Eddie and this combatant.
Okay.
Get that dickhead off the computer.
Yeah. And what I wanna try and do, let me double check what I got here.
Oh, Jesus. That's fucking terrifying.
Very pleased.
Whatever.
We're gonna save that because it's a reaction, but I am very, very excited to do this. Okay. Well, since Ginger is not themselves right now, they are the captain that they had previously disguised themselves as.
Yep. The captain who I can't remember the name of.
Yeah, they're gonna take out that hand coil explorer.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, actually, we're gonna do the arc pistol.
Okay.
And gonna fire that at point blank range.
I want to say there's a penalty at point blank range.
Yep.
Okay.
I fully imagine that there is. Now, since I rarely ever attack.
Yep.
I want to do. Even though I've moved, can I still do full attack?
No. No, damn. Unfortunately, okay. The movement is part of your thing. You can't do a full attack.
Now, I'm going to slap a -2 situational bonus on here. But in the event it adds sickened, we'll just add 2 back.
Okay.
Come on now. There you go. How is Ginger going to hit with an attack? And Sidoon
it already
misses.
Factors the -2, so.
Oops. Yeah, so that's a 23 against EAC.
That is a 23 against EAC, which just fucking hits.
Ah!
No, against EAC, it definitely hits. My bad. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Because it'd be 4 energy.
Yep.
And it has the stun effect.
Oh, that's only a critical.
That's only on a critical.
Yeah, most effects only take effect on criticals. But,
still, nice to have.
Very cool. So yeah, as you shoot him, he's sitting there like ticka 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 ticka, and you like kind of essentially put the gun to his side like a fucking stun gun. You're like, Bzzz! And he's like, ah, you dildo.
Yeah, that's what he says. Classic is Landy.
Surprised you. This is the captain. I'm surprised you know that word.
We've established that they call you guys dildos every so often.
It's true.
It's canon.
Move again, or we'll get shot again.
So, that's fun. Next up is Aristo Morinestra.
So Aristo sees Oris's concern, like as he's looking at the door, and kind of gives like, I can't do an Aristo voice.
What's wrong? You can't do it. Just do Bill Paxton from Aliens.
I was thinking the same thing, and he's gonna barricade the door.
Nice.
With whatever is at hand.
Okay. So yeah, fuck it. Give me an engineering check with him.
Okay.
Actually, I think he has. Didn't I give him? Yeah, I gave him the barricade ability. Okay, yeah,
it's a move action. You can stack and reinforce objects that are too small and too frail to provide cover into a single square of adjacent cover.
Sweet, okay. So yeah, that's your turn. You go ahead and barricade that shit.
That is his move action.
I love it.
Now, does he have any other actions he can do?
Yeah, move actions just as if he had moved over there, so you can turn and fire.
I so rarely participate in the aggressive side of combat that I'm like...
Well, you got him. I say, he's got a serpent laser azimuth pistol. You gotta remember, this guy was a career soldier, originally, mm-hmm. before you guys took him on. He was a soldier. He might not come off as one, but he knew what he was doing.
Okay.
Fact,
then we're going to do a... Let's see, where...
I love his picture. Thank you, Elise.
We're going to do a coordinated shot against the target that is near Ginger.
I like it.
So you can maneuver a foe to be in the direct line of an ally's fire. Benefit when you are threatening a foe with a melee weapon. Oh.
Yeah, you got it. It's...
I have to be...
Yeah, it's for other people. So you can run up with the sword and then, gotcha. Or a melee weapon, okay. And then other people can fire at them to get my benefits.
Damn, that would have been fun. Okay, well, that's why he's planted by the door in case anyone comes by.
There you go.
Then in that event, I guess we just pew-pew.
Okay.
And it's going to fire at the one that is currently near Ginger and Eddie.
Hell yeah.
Oh. That is a 22 to hit.
Bam.
Blasted, kid.
Okay, there you go.
Nine.
There you go.
Nine whole damage.
And that's the one by Ginger?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. That's the first thing you do. Like, Ginger, look out! So, blap, yep. Puts the gun up to his shoulder and like fires, and it tags that guy in the shoulder as he's typing. Like, traitors! Yep. Traitors amongst us! Which?
Well, I mean, like, you didn't really treat me that well.
You guys were mean.
You guys are assholes, and you never let me watch Galaxy.
And your uniforms are dumb.
Yeah, even though I'm technically wearing one at the moment. But afterwards, I'm taking this off.
You're all doing right. Fantastic, Arista.
Thank you!
Is there a doorway here in the middle of the circle?
There's ignore that whole thing. That is like you guys are in that. Yeah, that whole wall doesn't exist. Like essentially, this is this is like a ramp coming down. But even this side here is like a banister, not like a wall. And then this is just like imagine like a overhead piping or something like that. We'll say that's what fucking Talmran escaped through.
Well, Scree is peeved that someone just set off the alarms and is making his ears, you know, tickly. Mm-hmm. So he's like over here.
Yeah.
Does Ginger look a bit shaky from the sickness?
Yeah, she doesn't look well. She looks queasy.
This is a perfect time to try out something that I've had for a while.
Oh.
Scree's not sure what he's not really consciously aware of what he's doing, but he has a moment of concern. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of reaches out and like grabs Ginger's arm and while he's doing that, some of his some of that energy that he's always, you know, bound up with kind of leaks over just a little bit.
I like it. I think I know what you're doing here. Remove condition lesser. I love it. You move any of the following conditions affecting the target: shaken, sickened, or staggered. If the condition is a result of a disease or any ongoing effect, the spell removes the condition but does not cure the disease. But it is not a disease. It is just a condition. So, absolutely. Ginger is now cured of the sickened condition. Everybody's good.
And then he's going to, like, turn back to the guard and, like, you know, making sure that she's all right. Turns back to the guard and goes, and he points at his eyes.
You're dead.
Yeah.
D-E-D. Dead.
Yep, you're dead.
I do not speak lesser tongues.
He said you're dead.
Yeah, so dead.
Bah! Well, shit.
So, okay, so is that your turn, Scree?
That's his turn, yeah.
Okay, Sadoon.
Sadoon, please. I believe okay. in you.
I think you should do another flip.
No. But do it.
I'm going to be a coward. No. Nothing's working.
Natural 20.
I have to believe in the heart of the cards.
I'm going to pull the Frost Half Dashko that we took from one of the Vesk off the trains.
Nice. I was wondering when this guy's going to come out.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
I'm just going to Great White Buffalo. Swing on her once.
Swing on a star?
Oh my god.
God fucking shit!
I thought that was a 9 or an 18.
But
it wasn't.
I just don't.
It was 2.
I don't know.
Statistically rolling underneath 10 every fucking time is a anomaly. This is some like Will Wheaton fucking curse level bullshit.
Sorry, Lando.
I don't even like doing this. I want you to succeed. I was actually, as much as I didn't want you to garrote and choke the shit out of her, I wanted it to happen because holy fuck would it have been sweet if the fucking warden just got strangled to death at the fucking beginning of the fight. Like, that would have been awesome. But, unfortunately, here we are. Is that all you're doing?
Yep.
Okay.
He's gonna spend the rest of his turn depressed.
I'll tell you what, you didn't move. You want to take full action on it?
I can't with the Dashko.
Oh, is it unwieldy?
So yep. Didn't spend the rest of their turn being depressed.
Yeah.
They score a natural 20.
They're now just, sad.
Just wait. Just wait. Sudin's going to get a natural 20 and decapitate this woman.
Okay. So, shit. Okay. One second. Let me see. What does she want to do? Because it is now Ilastrilla's turn. What does she want to do? I know what she wants to do. She's actually going to take a step back, 5 foot step. She's gonna pull her tri-laser tactical pistol.
Okay, welcome back, I'm gonna frozen. Swing on her.
What are you gonna swing on her?
She did a 5 foot step. Has reach.
It's a 5 foot step. You get a free
the
one.
Dashko
oh,
has reach.
It's melee. Shit, it's a melee. Oh shit. Okay, because she's doing ranged melee. Okay, fucking do a swing. You ain't gonna hit anything.
Incineration.
That's a lot of damage.
Oh my god!
82!
Inconceivable! The third? I don't think it means if you think it means.
How does this keep happening?
I don't know. I love it so much. Oh, I love this so much. I wish I could marry it and then separate from it just so we could connect way later down the line and fall back in love. Oh, goddamn it. Okay. Well.
Just hit something.
Here. Let's see what she does.
I'm trying.
Oh, she only rolled a natty 3 with a 15. 15 the AC?
No.
Nope,
try again later.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, no problem. So that is Iolastrilla's turn, which brings us to Red. Elise, show us a little bit of what Red can do. Red's rolling like Sadoon this combat, so.
Well, while Scree's not looking, Red's probably going to take a 5 foot step back.
Okay. Turns out that Angard has a Dashko and it has reach. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, taking a 5 foot step back, and what is Red doing with that 5 foot step?
Attacking with a little semi-auto pistol.
Fucking 18, yep. For a 28. That is awesome. So yeah, Red goes blap blap for nine points of damage. God damn.
9 piercings.
Yep, so yeah, he takes a step back, just like, he takes that spear and it's just like, nah, kind of. It was like it had like an extendo thing, so it like shrinks back down to its normal size. He takes a step back. Ba-doom. So, he's not looking good. Can you guys see their HP?
No.
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 Good. Good, I don't want you to.
Duh, we don't need to see it snow. It's fucking low.
Yep.
So.
I still can't hear the music, and I'm sad because I picked this music out specifically for this fight.
Yeah, it fucking slaps.
It does slap, doesn't it? I was like, I sat there at work for like an hour sifting through shit to be like, I want a good fucking Prison Break theme. It's like, this is it. This is a Prison Break theme. But anyways, Oris, your turn, buddy.
Well, this lady backed up into my frame of view now, and she looks like somebody.
Yep.
So his exocortex is going to kick into combat tracking.
Beep, 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 beep.
Nuclear launch detected.
So that should give me a plus 2 to whatever this
fucking
roll is.
Shoot her.
So 22 EAC.
22 EAC does fucking hit. Give me some damage, baby.
It fucking hits.
It fucking shoots her in the face.
11!
Plus 3, damn! 3-3-3, man, if you're playing Yahtzee, you'd have points.
Yep, you'd have a certain amount of points.
Yep, both points.
I'm thinking 9, but I don't really remember how the game's played.
I don't know, because Yahtzee sucks.
Yahtzee doesn't suck, it's
plus
a fun
2.
Game.
No, you suck.
Only on the weekends, and it's because I need the money.
That's fine, I'm
nobody
not judging.
Nobody fucks Rian's mouth.
That's right, nobody.
I didn't even have to play the clip. By the way, again, when we talked about the soundboard, that's the first one that was played, was from another clip from our other show, where I, Freudian, slipped and said something instead of nobody fucks Rian's mom, I said nobody fucks Rian's mouth. So now that is forever ingrained as one of our soundboards. No one fucks Rian's mouth.
Hooray!
That hit her, and she is not stoked.
She is super not stoked about it.
She is not grooving or vibing. I said griving for a second.
She also
whatever.
Has bad she's vibrations.
She has very bad vibrations. So, yeah. Oris, that is a good turn. Doing anything? Moving anywhere? Or you like your little perch? Get what I did there? Because you're a bird.
Because you're a bird person.
Mm, I see now. No,
just saying that to placate me.
He'll stay there now.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Next up is Aeon Guard, the one that's totally got full health and hasn't been bitten and shot
the one
and almost
that's currently
dead.
Puking up blood.
Yep. Since no one's really threatening them with a melee weapon now, they are going to slip away. Pew!
I'm out of here.
Have fun. I like that they've gone closer to the goblins.
And then they are going to pull out this guy.
Their wiener. Oh.
I was going to say, this is a family-friendly show.
Wow. They pull out their wiener and are like...
grenade?
They do
no!
a helicopter.
Okay, where are they tossing it?
They are tossing it.
Where do you think?
Actually, I'm not sure. How big is this guy? Yeah,
are the people all grouped
feet,
up?
20 feet explosion. Yeah, so they're going to toss it back over here to try to get... Ginger, Eddie, and Red.
No, motherfucker!
I'm gonna roll an attack, but luckily, grenades, you only need a 5. Couldn't have missed. So...
Why couldn't you cut me in the damage? I can't dampen if I'm not in the damage. No!
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so everybody give me, I believe it's a reflex throw for half, which is silly.
Hmm. Now, do tossing grenades count as...
Reflex save, yeah.
Sorry, does tossing a grenade count as a ranged attack?
It does.
Okay. Well, but it doesn't target AC.
It doesn't, no.
Okay, so
no.
I can't use that.
No, it wouldn't boost anybody's, because all they have to do is hit a 5-foot square. That's why you guys get saves on these.
I wonder, can I throw them off? I'm trying to see if there's anything I have in my kit. No, that's adjacent. Misfire, yeah. I don't think would work. Yeah, I don't think I have anything for this. Okay. And you said it was a reflex save?
Reflex save.
Did I have the -2 on me?
No, you don't. While you were getting up, Scree gave you remove lesser condition, so you are good as everybody else.
Awesome.
Yep. So Eddie, Ginger, and if you want to give Red a save as well. Says it was a 20 feet. Boom, boom.
Hoppa!
Nice.
Is that enough?
Ooh. Nope, that's enough. Okay, everybody saves. I believe it's just 10 plus the weapon CR, so if I'm not mistaken.
So we take damage?
Again. Yeah, you take one damage, we round down. Damn. So everybody take one. Fuck yeah, 3 points. Suck it, bitches.
Yep, you got us.
Hey.
I'm surprised grenades don't do more.
Depends. Higher level shit does. The reason why they don't do a ton of damage is because they don't. They're so easy to land. Like, you can just put them anywhere you want. You need a 5. By, like, level 2, everybody has, like, a plus 5 to attack already. So, like anybody can just auto put it wherever they want constantly. That is a good. Which brings us to Eddie. Eddie, what you doing, buddy?
Eddie will stamp out the fire on his pant leg and continue typing.
Nice, okay. Okay. Give me another roll.
25.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you, what cells are you opening?
Is it only all of them? Can I only pick one?
Nope, you can pick them all, or specific ones, or whatever you want to do.
He's going to run his finger across every door, and slap open.
Oh, that would be so satisfying. Oh shit!
Just all of them. He's just creating fucking chaos.
But okie dokie.
Remember that one's in a sex rage. That might not be good.
One is hopped up and horny. So, if somebody gets fucked, it's not my fault.
Hey.
I'll just roleplay it.
Why do you think I'm going for it?
Nice. As you can see, it is large.
I can help you with that, pal.
It is female. But, there you go.
I can help you with that, beautiful.
There you go. This isn't creepy at all. So, as you do that, you see all of the frontages of these cells are like a hard light. They look solid, they look like glass, but they are fucking like indestructible.
As soon as it hits the button, by the way, he says, it's party time.